Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another beautiful episode of New You City Chat. I am Danielle Mercurio. I am your host for the evening, and I'm psyched you're with me. It's been a muggy day, right? Are you guys experiencing the mugginess? It's been like blah, but outside of all of that, it's just been a good day. I mean, for those of you, probably today was the day that you went back to work, right? Back to school, back to the daily grind. We had that summer holiday, Labor Day, yesterday, and it kind of feels like, okay, it's sinking in. Summer is over. Now we are focusing on the fall. And now with that comes what happens with every season. We kind of reassess where we are, where things are going, how we want to start things back up again, or maybe how we want to just start fresh and start something entirely new. And, of course, divine timing, as it would have it, that's what the show tonight is all about. My guest is really just great at learning how to really just get back to basics and dig back into what it is that you really want and how to align yourself with that. So I'm really excited with how this worked out for tonight because, like you guys know, my shows just, they always just seem to happen exactly when they're supposed to, and I really, really feel blessed in that way and very appreciated that way. So before we get more into the show, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. For those of you, this is your first time listening. Again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. I'm a lifestyle coach and also newly added title intuitive guide here in Manhattan, New York City. I work with individuals that are feeling a little bit stuck in the city, can't seem to get their groove, moved here for a certain reason, and it's not really panning out the way they thought it would, and now they don't know what to do, or they're feeling lost, or they're stuck in a job that they just really don't like, their commute is horrible, roommate situations aren't going so well, all these things that can happen when you move somewhere new, you have all these hopes and expectations, and then it kind of just tapers off into something completely unknown and foreign, and we get a little bit lost or confused or just down on ourselves. Maybe our sense of wonder and excitement becomes a little bit deflated. So I work with individuals to kind of get them out of that. And in addition, like I said, I added an intuitive guide kick to all this. So with my coaching, I like to use my intuition, but I decided to take things further. I now use a mix of astrology. I use tarot card readings, and I also provide guidance from the planets, what's going on with them. So for example, right now we are in Virgo. The sun is in Virgo, and this is all about getting back to business, checking in on your finances, kind of a time to really start to see where you are right now and kind of prioritize, see what matters, see the things that you've been putting off. But the great thing about that, it's not done in a daunting way. It actually is done in an exciting way. The universe, the way the planets are aligned right now, is giving you that extra support that you need to work through these tasks, giving you that extra boost, that little extra oomph to maybe stay up an extra half an hour to work on something, maybe start something on the side that you've been wanting to do, get back into a new routine, all that stuff. So we're in a very time right now to get back to what it is that you want, and that's really what the premise of tonight's show is. We're going a little bit further as opposed to what is it that you want. A lot of times we think about the outer thing. We think about where we want to be. We think about how we want to look. We think about all the outer things, this avatar that we kind of create, right? But then we, you know, if you've been in those situations where you've gotten the things you've wanted, have you really been happy? Do you really wake up in the morning and say, yes, you know, I lost the 10 pounds, or yes, I redid the, you know, the garage, and, you know, now my life is complete? I don't know. Do we? Or do we for maybe a couple days in that state? We kind of start back up and we look to fixate on something else that might excite us or that might bring us joy. And we, myself and my guests, were really kind of about scrapping all that out and be like, you know what, all these outer things are great, but where does it really get us? Where does it really resonate with us on a soul level? Is what we're doing something that excites us? And if it's not, are you okay with that? And that's something that we have to ask you too. You know, I think sometimes we need a little bit more tough love when it comes to our happiness because, quite frankly, we're not always that happy. And then we get mad when people question it. And I'm here to say, you know what? You're probably getting upset when they're questioning because it's hitting something, right? It's working at something. It's proving that maybe something in your life isn't going the way that you want it to, but you don't want to face it. And so we want to kind of look at that and explore that, but do it in a way that it comes from a place of truth, comes from a place inside of you, as opposed to getting too caught up in the expectations, the opinions, and the judgments, because that can all just be misaligned. It may not be perceived in the way that you want, and you can get kind of muddy from there. All right. So anyway, enough of me talking about what we're going to talk about. Let's actually get to it, right? So if you want to participate tonight, you are more than welcome to. There is a number that you can dial in. It is 646-716-9397. And you just want to hit 1 to let me know that you want to talk. And when the timing is right, I will open up the lines for you. In addition, we have a chat room available. We have a lot of people in the chat room. This is really awesome. So you guys can talk. It's cool. Say what you want to say. Give a comment. If you need us to repeat something, if you have a question and you're too shy to call in and ask, please do it that way. Completely anonymous. So, you know, you can really just be open and let it out. And I always, always say this, there are no dumb questions. They're actually the ones that people are dying to know the most. So the stupider in your mind, the better in mind. So that's how I see it. And you can tweet along with us, too. I'm at New Youth City, and our guest is at Teresa McKay. So play along. Have fun. This is, you know, meant to be anything that you want to be. So just, we're going to roll with it. All right. So tonight's guest, I'm so excited to introduce tonight's guest, Teresa. She has been a listener of the show for a while now. She most always tunes in, has something to say in the chat room, or has some really great feedback after the show about, you know, a takeaway that she had or something that she gained from it. And so I've just always really appreciated that from her as being such a beautiful listener. And to see her evolve, she is a life coach as well. She went to IPEC where I studied. I studied a few years back, and she just recently got her certification. And she came to one of my workshops in New York City, the Life Coach Radio Network workshop that we had in February, and she came to one of my first events where I decided to bring in the alcohol. It was something, I don't even remember what I called the event, but it was something about, like, celebrating your life, and so we all toasted to ourselves with champagne, and as many of you know, I like to do fusion, so I have a reoccurring event here, meditation margaritas, and so she was the first to kind of come to my let's have some bubbly event, and I just, I loved her energy, I loved her enthusiasm, and I just am loving seeing her grow in her business, getting more followers, being able to share her voice, being able to do upcoming programs. She really just, she has it, and I'm just so excited to see what comes next for her, so, and just to have her start that journey here, or continue that journey, rather, here on the show with me. So a little bit more about her, Teresa McCabe is a positively inspiring life coach who helps her clients live better lives and achieve their goals by recognizing and breaking through the things that are holding them back. She strives to help her clients tap into their passion and purpose and align their actions and outer goals with their truest self-values. Teresa is the founder of Happy You Life Design School, where she works with teens, 20-somethings, college students, and graduates to help them figure out who they are and what. All right, I am going to welcome Teresa officially on the show. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm flattered.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm just so happy to have you on the line, like live. I've always felt your vibes while I'm, you know, doing the show with someone else. So now it's just amazing to have you doing the show with me like this.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here. This is really great. I've absolutely loved your show, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it tonight.
Yeah, all right. So I'd love to, you know, I gave a little intro for you, but I would love to tell the listeners more about you, how you got into all this. I don't even think I know myself how you got into life coaching and what brought you to this point.
Sure. Well, one thing I can't describe, but my entire life journey has definitely led me to this point. And I've gone through some different things in my life and tried different career paths and tried to figure out where my skills would fit in this world. And it took me a while to move from trying to be what I thought I was supposed to be and what I thought other people, you know, thought would be a good fit for me in terms of where I should live or what I should do, what kind of career path I should follow. And it took some time for me to shift into really taking that deep dive and thinking about what do I want to do and, you know, where do I want to be? Who do I want to spend my time with? And that shift has been happening over the past couple of years, definitely through my college years and into my mid-20s now, trying to just figure out, you know, what it is I want to do and who I want to be. So that definitely led me to wanting to help other people figure it out. Once I found out that there was this opportunity to, you know, actually be a life coach and help other people navigate that tricky area of shifting from, you know, being in your adolescence and living under your parents' roof and then moving out and being on your own and kind of being, you know, the author of your own story really inspired me. So when I found the life coaching program, I knew right away that that was where I was supposed to be. And I don't mean it in the supposed to be way that I used to be living from. I mean, it really resonated with me, and I could feel myself just immediately attracted to all the people that were, you know, involved in life coaching and really trying to make a difference and help other people find what makes their heart sing, just like how helping other people makes me so happy.
Oh, I love it. I get goosebumps when I hear those kind of stories, especially when, you know, you're just like, I felt it in that moment. I was exactly where I was supposed to be. I was fully aligned, and everything around me was supporting that further. That's such a cool feeling, right?
Yes, absolutely. And just to speak to, you know, astrology and tarot cards, those are some of the things that I really dove into to help me to get some clarity or a little bit of, you know, spiritual guidance when I was going through that time of trying to figure out where I was going. And it kind of just really spoke to me and gave me that everything is A-okay and this is where you're supposed to be vibe. And I wasn't going to turn away from my intuition. It felt right for me. And so far, so good. So I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't deny what's in the stars or what's laying in front of you on the cards. I am fully supportive of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one question, though. I think it's really amazing that you do work with people that are, you know, entering adulthood or just kind of on the can't think of the word I'm trying to say, but like teetering on adulthood or just kind of starting it out. And there is this duality that happens. I think right now in our society, a lot of people are very supportive of people kind of starting out on their own, supporting their passions, letting them do what they want to do. And then there's other people, maybe an older generation or just people that are stuck in their ways that say, you know, that's a little bit selfish. And I'm curious if you felt that when you started to tap into, okay, I want to figure out what I want to do, who I want to be with, you know, all these different things, did you get any backlash or were you in a supportive space?
Well, that's an interesting question because when I think back, I realize that maybe there was backlash, but it was probably all in my head, worrying about what other people were going to think about my decision. And once I really let go of worrying about what other people thought about what I was choosing to do with my time and my energy, that's when I really, you know, became my own leader and started choosing things that were right for me instead of worrying about, you know, what other people thought. So that's exactly what happened, and I'm sure people have their own thoughts about the directions that I'm going. But I recognize that if that can't stop me or hold me back, and I know that if I'm tapping into my passions and my skill and what I truly believe is my life purpose, then I will be serving the people that I am meant to serve, and I will only bring, you know, all the love and the joy and the good vibes that I am truly trying to get across to people.
Yes, I love it. I love that you were so able to just tap into that and be like, okay, whatever is going on outside of me, you know, just realizing that all the thoughts you're having are really just probably a reflection of how you're feeling about it. And therefore,
absolutely,
you know, that's why it feels like a backlash because you were having your own kind of self, like, can I do this? Should I be doing this? You know, and taking what everyone's saying as, who knows what they really meant when they're saying things. I've been definitely noticing that lately. When people ask you questions, we so quickly think it's a negative thing, but sometimes it's just them asking a question, and they're getting backlash that they didn't even bring to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something that I like to say is assume good intention. So if you're having a conversation with somebody else, the best way to, you know, have a remain positive in that situation would be just to assume that they're actually coming from a curious place rather than a judgmental place. And when you're coming from a curious place and an all-accepting and non-judgmental place, then those things will even just slip through the cracks. You won't even start to twist their words anymore. You'll really hear what they are at face value.
Oh, I love it. All right, so I have my first quote of the night. Assume good intentions, because you're so right. Like, why do we go into conversations like we're trying to investigate something, or we're onto someone, or we think like, oh, they can't have good intentions. Like, they're totally thinking that I'm up to something, or, you know, but really, is it just you feeling like you're doing your own fraudulent activity when you say what it is that you want? It's a way to say, hey, am I really comfortable with what I'm doing here? Because it seems like if I'm suspicious that other people don't feel that way, then really it's just me feeling that way.
Well, it's an interesting concept to believe that other people are really just a mirror of yourself. And you said that they're mirroring back to you maybe your own self-doubts or your own worries that maybe you're not doing it the way that other people think you should do it. And you really got to stop shitting on yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. I love that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be shooting all over the place. It's a mess. So anti that. So anti. Yeah, so you're so right. And that really just all comes from, you know, you talk about vibes. It comes, so all those things are just coming from your mind. But when you resonate in a place where you are just feeling your vibes and feeling that energy and feeling that sixth sense, if you will, you can't really have negativity in those spaces. And you really can be in a position to just kind of explore and be curious and just honor what's going on and do it in a loving way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I was actually just saying that, I know people can't see me, but I was definitely doing this hand motion from my chest, from my heart, out towards the other person that I was imagining speaking to, because when you're really coming from a positive, good vibe, well-intentioned place, you're really speaking and listening with your heart.
Mm. Oh, that's so true. I love it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now my hand's moving. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth.
Woo, yeah, don't get the Italian over here going, because my hands will be all over the place. Before you know it, the whole studio dashboard has been knocked over from my vibe.
I know how animated you are. I absolutely loved your workshop, and the champagne was a delicious touch.
Yes, we always have to toast somehow, some way. That's my feeling. So beautiful. So let's get into tonight's topic a little bit more. You know, I think it's so appropriate when we connected about the show, we chose the date, and then we started talking about, you know, what it was going to be. We're like, oh, like, this is totally back to basics, and this is, like, literally the most appropriate day of the year because it's, like, back to school for people, summer's over. So it's really a time to kind of start to assess what it is that they want, where they want to kind of go forward. And do you think that more people during this time like to pick back up their goals from earlier in the year or start new ones? Where do you think people tend to lie?
That's an interesting question. I would think that they want to start new ones. I think that, you know, when I would go back to school, I would be excited to kind of reinvent myself or maybe, you know, have my whole new wardrobe and kind of try to be a little more conscious about who I was coming across as. And maybe it was a little more on the surface back when I was, you know, a teenager and I hadn't really dabbled too much in life coaching. I wasn't there yet, but I definitely would set new goals and try to go for, you know, new aspirations or new dreams that I had in my mind that I wanted to see develop as the year goes on.
Yeah, I like that. I like fresh start. Because you're so right, especially when we forget. I mean, especially for those of us that are listening that are a little bit older, you know, this time of year, what it feels like to be back in school. Like, we can think in our head, oh, yeah, back to school, you know, what are we studying, all that. But, like, I think sometimes we forget the feeling of who do you want to be this school year? Like, what kind of person do you want to be? What kind of personality do you want to bring to the table? Especially if, let's say, you're going from junior high to high school, that feeling of your first day, freshman year. Like, everyone think back right now. Take a moment. think about you. You know, you're probably like 14 years old, starting your freshman school year. Probably remember what you were wearing. I know I was wearing these like new Hush Puppies that I got. I guess they must have made a comeback. I'm not sure, but
yeah, you remember all that.
Yeah, and like you think about like who's going to be in your classes. So nowadays, I was just talking to my cousin the other day, and she's like, "Oh, your schedules are already all up on Facebook. Like you Instagram your schedule so everyone can see where you're at." And I was like, "Oh my goodness, too much, right?" But you know, like there's all this curiosity about like who's going to be in my classes. Are there going to be any cute boys? Is my crush coming back? Is so and so still friends with so and so? And then you think about how you want to fit into all of that. And for me, I was kind of the observer, and then I found out where I wanted to kind of place myself among everyone. But other people had different intentions. So you're right. Everyone just kind of had it with, like, a new freshman. Which I like. So let's go with that. Let's roll with that. Let's roll with this idea of new season, fresh start, who we want to be. So where does someone take that from right now that's kind of feeling, okay, like starting a new fall season – you know, the summer was great and all, but I don't feel like I'm exactly, you know, stepping it up in certain ways. How would you kind of guide someone first? Like, what's step one for you in this process with someone else?
Well, step one would definitely be take it easy with yourself and have a lot of self-compassion and recognize that you are going to be making, you know, conscious decisions and possibly trying to break old habits that you don't really want to continue with yourself. So the first thing would be to just have self-compassion and know that that's where you need to come from. And then after you recognize that, you can start to really think about, you know, vision out who you want to be or what it is that you really want to do and what it is that you think is really going to make you happy. And once you start thinking about really, like, who you want to be, you can start to think about those conscious choices and decisions. Does that mean, you know, you want to be a healthier version of you or you want to get stronger or you want to be, you know, more accepting or less judgmental or you want to try to break your habit of always replying, you know, with a sarcastic response or whatever it is that you think is something that you want to focus on, you approach it just without any judgment and start to observe yourself in your day-to-day and try to be present in the moment so you can see really how it's unfolding currently so you can think about what is it that's triggering you to, you know, always have sugar or to always reply with that sarcastic remark or be tough on yourself and have that negative self-talk. There's habits that we have just within our mind and in ourselves that if we just take a moment to kind of gently observe ourselves without judgment, we'll start to see them repeating over and over. And once we kind of figure out that pattern, you can go ahead and change it. You are your own leader. You can change, you know, how you respond to certain situations by being, you know, prepared for them, by thinking about whether they're going to happen or not and choosing whether you want them to continue happening or not.
Yeah, I love that. So you can pull out a meat here. So basically start with just the whole premise of taking it easy on yourself, learning how to just extend a little bit more compassion and start to vision out what would make you happy, where you could feel yourself kind of feeling really good, and then that's where you kind of start to make the decisions to make it happen going forward, and then along the way you kind of have these tools to going, like awareness, getting into that habitual mindset, noticing how you set yourself back, noticing how you're negative, and knowing that you and yourself are your own leader and therefore have a choice.
Absolutely, and you always have a choice, and sometimes the reason that we approach this with self-compassion is because we are also human. So things are, you know, things are going to happen or your self-awareness may slip out and you may not be really in the moment. But sometimes I like to employ little tricks to help bring me back into the moment. For example, I really love walking my dog. And what I like to do is as I'm walking, I try really hard to stay in the moment. But my mind wanders because that's what I'm doing. But every time a fly flies around my head or buzzes around my head, I try to snap right back into, you know, the moment. And I don't swat at the fly, or if I do swat at the fly, I recognize that that's like a habit that I have of just kind of like being like, oh, go away, stop, get away. But then I'm like, do I really care if that fly is next to my head? It's not like, that's just like my natural instinct to like swat it away. So what I've been trying to like practice and test myself is to not swat the fly away, allow it to just fly away on its own and remain centered and in my own mind and remain peaceful. And it's been really interesting. It's been like a habit that is very like is not going to harm or hurt anyone. Maybe the fly will get swatted, but it's just a little habit that you don't even recognize most people have. They'll just like swat at something that tickles them. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it's the first sign of something different, right? What happens? We get uncomfortable and we want it to go away.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting because I think that's what happens a lot of the time when we want to make change, right? And especially, you know, we could go through everything that you said and it can be going really well. And but this is the part where I think people get stuck. And it's what happens is what, you know, when they first start out, they got everything set. Like let's say someone wants to, you know, get a new job. So, you know, they update their resume, they get a new suit for interviews and they start, you know, whatever else, you know, they meet with a recruiter and they say, take all the steps and you know, it starts going. And let's say they start to go on a couple interviews, no one's calling back, or, you know, there's feedback about a certain interview that someone doesn't like, or, you know, just certain things that happen in the process of change. In the process of change, there is always vulnerability. There are always things coming to the surface that you're not going to like or you're not going to want to see. And so what do you want to do? You want to just kind of almost make it go away, or you don't want to deal, or it feels like it's a personal attack. And so I think this is where those are the moments where it's really important to start to implement these tricks or these things that you can use to keep going.
Yeah, and that's definitely where the self-compassion and patience and, you know, just believing in yourself and believing in your dreams. As Disney as it sounds, you know, your dreams can come true, but it does require, you know, a bit of patience, time, and just kind of overcoming those obstacles and not letting anything kind of stop you from going out and getting that, you know, new job or whatever it is that you're pursuing. There might be things that get in your way, but that's when you really have to stand up and stay strong, but at the same time, stay soft on yourself. Like, you can't be too hard on yourself. You're going to be strong, but don't be too hard. That's where that balance comes into play, and it can be really difficult for people to, you know, overcome that, because sometimes when things get in the way, it's like, oh, okay, I tried, you know, this is too much to even continue. I'm just going to kind of go back to how it was, because even though I was unhappy, it was comfortable in some way, and that's what might happen if they're not really believing in themselves and allowing themselves that space to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's so true. And it's so unfortunate how many times we do kind of settle back into the safety zone because, yes, it's not exactly what we want, but first of all, it's all we know, so we can count on it. And it's something, right? And we get so scared in those moments. Our ego, our mind starts to tell us, well, what we're doing is actually worse than where we're at? What if we're putting ourselves in a worse situation? We start to trick ourselves into retreating.
That's the ego for you. I definitely think that the ego really likes to feed the fire of fear. And as everybody knows, fear is just an acronym for false emotions appearing real. So you don't need to listen to that
again,
fear.
Say that again.
False
say that again.
Emotions.
I like that.
Okay, yes. Fear is false emotions appearing real. There are many other acronyms, in fact. There's finding excuses and reasons, false evidence appearing real, future events already ruined, or forgetting everything is all right.
Oh my gosh, you're like the fear buster. I love this.
Oh, I'm ready to break through those fears. That's what I'm talking about. They will hold you back, you know, more than anything else, really. Your ego likes to feed that fire, and if you're too afraid to even try, then you'll never get that new job. If you're too afraid to try and maybe risk some uncomfort, and you know, that's really what they say, you know, you got to get outside of your comfort zone to make things kind of shake it up.
Yeah. I love it. My vibes are high vibing right now. Like I'm feeling it. I'm getting heightened. So this has been amazing so far. We're actually at our halfway point. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to do some plugs. And then when we come back, we'll keep this going. And we're going to dig a little bit deeper because you just, you know, you opened up my mind that much more to ask you that much more. So I'm excited.
Great.
Okay. We'll be back in a moment. All right. So this is our midpoint part of the show where I get to plug the Life Coach Radio Network. So as you know, you are listening to the Life Coach Radio Network. This is one of three channels here on Blog Talk Radio. We also have the Life Coach Chat channel and the Life International Network. And the great thing about our stations is we have a whole team of life coaches, nutritionists, holistic practitioners, all that are in a field to help empower you, help you get to a better state of being, help you get out the door with a smile on your face. We have so many just different blends of people, all with just beautiful personalities, and it really just comes together so well and makes me really proud to be part of this network. So in addition to my show, there's so many other shows you can choose from as well. The great thing, too, is if you can't listen to a live show, you can always look into our archive. It's available on iTunes if you look under Life Coach Radio Network, or you can go to our main website, Life Coach Radio Networks, that's plural, Life Coach Radio Networks. com, and you can find the library there. You can learn more about the hosts that we have here at the network. You can even learn about how you can get involved. We do welcome anyone that may be interested in joining the network as well. I'm actually in charge of host onboarding. So if you're curious about having your own show or maybe being part of our Life Coach chat, you can send us an email at info@lifecoachradionetworks.com or just go to our website or email me and we can get you more information about how you can possibly be a part. So as far as upcoming shows on the Life Coach Radio Network, which you are listening to now, we have next Monday we have, oh, I love, so if any of you have been listening to me for a while, Monica Ortiz, she was a life coach I had on back in December, and we talked about my love life. She channeled the universe. She's a medium for the universe, and we got some insight on what's going on, and now that I sit here, I can say that she was very right. Things definitely turned out the way that she had predicted. So she has a show every first and third Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So she it's called Universe, and on her next show, she's going to talk about health and why we should pay more attention to our bodies. Your body is a temple, so don't treat it like the outhouse. It is one of the most important assets in your life. In this episode, you'll learn how to notice the signs your body is giving you in trying to let you know that you need what you need to do for it. Learn how to keep it fit and relaxed. Know the signs of illness and how to respond to them. Learn what mind-body-spirit connection really is and how to maintain it for an optimal life. So that's on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Monica Ortiz. That sounds really fun. I actually am going to listen to that. So, like I said, you can see that we have tons of great shows. If you were listening to the Big English Show, we also are sponsored by Audible. If you go to audible.com/lifecoachradio, you can sign up to get a free audiobook. I love it. I live in the city, so I'm always walking or I'm on the subway, and it's kind of awkward to read a book, especially when you're on one of those jam-packed subways. You know what I'm talking about, and people and places and parts are up against you that you really don't want, and the last thing that you can do in that moment is try to read a hard copy book, right? So Audible is so amazing for that, so I definitely recommend you checking them out, too. Okay. Plugs over. Back to the show. So I've been having a great time so far having Teresa on the show. She's such a natural. She's so much fun, and she's just got so much wisdom sneaking up in there and all the stuff she's been talking about, fear and just, you know, how she really stepped it up from realizing what she wanted early in life and is living it out full force, not exactly sure where it's going to go or what's going to happen next, but being so excited and up about it all. So I really admire that and love that about her. If you want to call in at any point in our show, this half the hour will open up the lines. You can call us at 646-716-9397. And I see you guys all hanging out in the chat room. So I see that Teresa and I are the only ones doing the talking. So feel free to say anything that you would like. We love your comments and questions as well because, you know, we're here for you. So goes both ways. All right, so we're going to welcome Teresa back on the air. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How's it going? It's a break.
Good. I can't wait to listen to Monica's show on Monday. That sounds awesome, and I've definitely been wanting to get in touch with my body, so I'm going to do that. I know the plug is over, but I had to add that.
No, that's awesome. I'm actually very excited as well. So funny. I do the plug for the show, and I'm like, oh, like now I'm intrigued. Like now I want to listen. So it works out well.
Yeah.
And I have been wanting to know more about how to get my body more in sync with myself in a spiritual way, if that makes sense. And I feel like she's going to tap into that. Be great.
Yeah,
right.
I'm actually talking about that with someone. I said I'm really good at the mind and the spirit. Actually, I'm working on the spirit, but there's definitely that other third leg of the body that I'd love to continue bringing into the full self-awareness circle for myself. So that's something I'll have to tune into.
I will add you to the invitation. Okay, cool. So back to what we've been talking about. You know, we've been really getting into this whole concept of, okay, new year. Well, it's kind of like a new year, September. It's a time of fresh start, kind of a time where you want to reinvent yourself, see where you want things to go. Astrologically speaking, we're ruled by Virgo right now, which is really motivating you to kind of get back to the business side of things, back to work, back to kind of where you want to move ahead, how you want to support yourself, and how you want to look when you do it. And we kind of just talked a little bit about the process that you go through, but really what we've been getting into are, you know, at the end of the day, we all know how to do stuff, right? Like, you know, if you want to get a new job, what you need to do. You know that if you want to, you know, go back into dating, you know where to go. You can make it happen. But the problem is that once we kind of start to get into it and it starts to get hard or a little bit tricky, our mind plays tricks on us. And that's really just fear presenting itself as opposed to looking at it with a face of love and then honor and willingness to make your life better than what it is now and really tap into happiness. So I really like everything that we've talked about thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Been good. So continuing on that, I really like talking about excuses because we're so good at making excuses. And I would love to hear a little bit more on your take on them and how people can start to turn them around. We talked a lot about becoming more aware of our habitual mindsets and observing the patterns that we make. And I think excuses are a really big one. So I just kind of want to get your take on that.
Yeah, excuses can definitely come up and keep you from moving towards like a goal or something it is that you're really trying to accomplish with yourself. And when the excuses come up, sometimes they could be intuitive, keeping you from moving forward, doing something. Maybe it's not the right time to really try to tackle this big of a goal, or you know, maybe you're trying to take on too much all at once, and it's kind of, something's coming up for you that's blocking you from over stressing yourself out. Like, you don't want to overexert yourself. So that can happen. But a lot of times they're self-imposed. They're those fears that your ego is feeding the fire with and keeping you from moving in the direction of your dreams. And excuses will really hold you back and keep you from moving in that direction. So one way to try to bust through excuses is to just really try to be forgiving with yourself. And if you do have an excuse that holds you back from something, let it go and try to be a little, you know, observant about what it is that made you really not want to do whatever you said that you were going to do. Perhaps, you know, you promised you're going to go to the gym 5 times a week starting tomorrow. And if you're someone who's never gone to the gym before and you get to the third day and you're like, you know what, I don't want to do it today. I'm not feeling like, you know, going to the gym. Well, that was probably going to happen because you tried to do too much at once. So to try to avoid making excuses for yourself, that's where really knowing and observing yourself comes into play. Once you kind of understand yourself and how much you feel like you can really take on and what kind of challenges really motivate you and get you excited to work out or get healthy, that's when the excuses won't even come up. They'll just melt away because it's not like you're asking yourself to do something that you really don't want to do. And there is a way to marry, things that you really want to do with things that you feel like you want, you have to do, like goals. So you can mix them together so that it's pleasurable to be going after that goal. So there's a certain level of challenge that you really like, that you really enjoy, that will keep you motivated. But when you go beyond that, sometimes that's when those excuses are going to creep up. So they're telling you something there. That's the time that you should be tuning in and listening and thinking through really what is it that's holding you back from moving forward in the direction that you thought you wanted to go.
I like that. And I like what you said about sometimes it just means that you have too much going on. Because I know that happens to me sometimes, and I won't get to certain things, and then I'll find myself making an excuse, and then I'll feel guilty about it. But really, it just means that I have a lot going on. I need to work on my boundaries, and I need to do things that are manageable for me, and that's what's creating excuses. And that, I don't know, just hearing that made me feel a little bit better and made me
good.
Like, okay, like, you know, yeah, like, you know, sometimes you just take on too much, and that's what creates the excuses. And so learning how to work with that and you know, not always want to get yourself in that position. So I like that you
said
that.
Right, it's a learning experience, and you definitely then move forward and learn from that. Like, you maybe took on too much that week, and next week you recognize that you kind of need a chill, you need a chill week. But in order to not get into that cycle of taking on a lot and then taking a break, maybe that cycle works for you, but a lot of times it works better to try to keep up that sustainable energy, that sustainable pace, that you're choosing to do things that keep you energized and make you really excited to do them, and sprinkling in some of those tasks that maybe, you know, you got to do to keep your world turning, but hopefully you won't be making excuses because you're surrounding it with other awesome things that you're really enjoying to yourself doing.
Yeah, I really like the way you balance things. I think that's really cool. And it looks like we might have a caller on the line here. And then if you want to talk to us, looks like we have an East Coast number. If you want to talk, you're going to hit the number 1 to let me know that you want to talk. And if you don't, that's cool. You're more than happy to hang out too. But, yeah, just hit the number 1, and we'll answer the line for you. Maybe not. Well, you are more than welcome. We continue our conversation. We would love Teresa and I to talk to you. So please don't feel afraid to do so. So just hit 1 and you're in. So, okay, so that really, I think you clearly answered my question about excuses and kind of how to handle that. And I really like the spin that you put that, you know, sometimes it's just because we're just not managing things properly. And that's what's creating it. It's not so much that we're feeling fearful or we can't do it or we don't want to do it. It's just the way that we're going about it. So I really like how you did that. And another thing that I would like to ask about this is, as we get into this new season, fresh start, we have all these goals, right? And with those goals come expectations. But a lot of times we find when we're working towards a goal, things change and things maybe take a direction that we didn't see coming. And sometimes we're cool with it and sometimes we're not. So how would you suggest handling when things start to shift in a way that you don't realize or in a way that maybe you didn't expect?
So something like, could you give me like a little example?
Sure. So let's go back to the job example. Let's say you've been looking for a job, you're working with a recruiter, and you know, you've been trying to get a job, let's say, as, you know, an ad, you know, as a salesperson for an advertising agency. That's what you want, that's what you want, that's what you want. And then all of a sudden the recruiter comes to you and says, you know, hey, like, we actually have a job as a salesperson with this pharmaceutical company. Like, would you like to go for an interview? And you'd be like, well, no, like, that's not what I wanted. That's not what my goal. You know, I'm not giving up. I keep working towards doing this. So would you say let's shift and be curious? Or would you say, you know, just keep setting with your goals? Because sometimes life will take you on a different path that you didn't see coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great question and a great example, because sometimes you really are driven to pursue whatever it is that you really want to get to. However, we will never know the quote-unquote right path to get there until we live it. So who's to say that taking that other job that they have open isn't going to lead you to what your ultimate goal is? In that instance, it's really obviously up to the person in that position to make the decision that they feel is best for them. But a lot of times, when we are open and trusting and accepting of whatever is going to come next, that is when all the doors will open for us. So there's a very great chance that other job in a different industry or region is going to end up leading them to to something even bigger or better or even more fulfilling than what they had ever imagined. But they need to be open to that. You need to be open and willing to take that risk, that it feels like a risk because you feel like you're moving away. But the universe is tricky, and if you truly believe that the universe is conspiring with you and really helping you and serving you to achieve whatever it is that you really want to achieve, then there's a possibility that you will believe that that is actually the path that you are meant to take or that will end up leading you to where you want to go. And sometimes we have our hearts set on doing something. We're like, okay, we have to do this. But then in the end, maybe we never ended up doing something like that, but we did something else that made us so much more happy than we ever could have imagined. So that's why I try to help my clients really think about, when they're thinking about what kind of job they want, I try to help them think about, what is it about that job? Like, why? Why do you like that job specifically? What is it that you are doing that really draws you to that job? And it turns out those values that they find in that job or that position can be found in many, many other places, but they need to be open and ready to accept the opportunities that might come across to allow them to really, you know, find those values in different places than their narrow-minded view of what they think it's supposed to be like. So even though you do create a vision in your mind of what it is that you really want, you also want to be open to those other opportunities and allow yourself to try new things and find out if you like it or not. And if you don't like it, you just try something else.
Yeah. No, I love it. It's kind of disengaging yourself from the label of what it is that you're looking for and start to feel what it is that you want. What are the qualities that you would like to have in a job? How do you want to feel when you're at your job? How do you want, certain things to come throughout the day? What's the feelings of being accomplished? What do those things feel like? When you get your paycheck, are you feeling like proud? You know, all the different aspects that come from it that are outside of the actual label of what you do. So I appreciate how you phrase that. And I agree, the universe sometimes, you know, you just have to trust that it knows way more than you do sometimes. You know, again, that's the ego, though. I think that's our ego mind that we've been talking about. It's the fear where sometimes we just doubt. How many times in our lives have we, you know, doubted something, but then it still seems to all come together anyway, right? So it blows my mind, you know.
It's just so fun to really live in that space where you're positive and optimistic that, you know, the opportunities are there and that you know, you're willing to try new things and see how it feels for you. And when you really understand what it is that you want about a job, then you can find it somewhere else or in that place that you had thought it was going to be, but it might be somewhere else. And just having that open vibe really allows the universe to send you wonderful, wonderful things. I truly believe it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's giving yourself that permission to actually disengage a little bit and let go a little bit of the outcome and just be happy that you're on the ride.
Right.
But that's hard for us to do. But, you know, the funny thing is if you're going along for the ride, you're still in the driver's seat. You're just getting, you know, the universe is like the gas, right? The universe is what's fueling you to go forward. And it's up to you to just let yourself be guided and not keep trying to hit the brakes or make a turn.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yes. Beautifully. I love that. I never heard that. I really like that.
Yeah. You can relate a lot of stuff to cars.
I know. You totally can.
Yeah.
And roads and pathways and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any U-turns, though, in the world. You just really got to keep moving forward and don't worry about what you passed and just learn from maybe the things that you passed back there on the road, but keep moving forward and keep your head up.
Yeah, it's true. I think U-turns are only, you know, that's definitely fear. When we think, oh my God, I'm doing this wrong, and then we turn back and we turn around. That is totally fear-based. That is totally your false emotions appearing real, right? And and anyone that is still behind that you're worried about, they'll catch up. As long as you have pure intentions for them, or as you said before, you know, assume good intentions in all situations. You can bring it to this as well.
Absolutely.
Yay, full circle. I love that.
Full circle.
I love it. I still think we have some callers. So we'd love to talk to you as well. Just hit the number one if you have a question for us or a comment or you just really want to be on the air. We love to have you. So just hit one. So as we continue a little bit more, we have a little bit more time. I would love to hear, so we really kind of, I mean, I feel like we've gotten through a lot of content here. We talked about, you know, getting that fresh start, how to kind of start the steps of making a change, becoming more aware, learning about the excuses, being open to when things don't go the way that we intended. Is there anything else that really stands out that people should know when it comes to, you know, this time of year and this time of implementing new things?
I definitely want to touch, I want to touch back on when you said, you know, if I ever had any, like, flack from other people about my decisions or what I was doing.
Mm.
And what I would like to tell people is not to compare themselves to other people and to really set your own bar of what success means to you or what it really means to be happy. And when people start to define their own happiness, that's when they will truly find happiness. When we are so wrapped up in trying to, you know, like, please other people or see what the other people are doing to compare to someone else, that's when we kind of lose ourselves because we're comparing too much. So once we really allow ourselves the space and the compassion to do a little bit of self-reflection, a little self-discovery to think about what happiness means to you, and then you will be able to be open and accept happiness from the universe, however it chooses to give it to you. And maybe it's not through that job that you had originally thought it was going to be through, but there might be another opportunity, and I'm pretty sure there will be another opportunity for you to really find fulfillment and happiness and success, whatever it means to you.
Yeah. Oh, so well said. And one thing while you're talking, it kind of resonated with me. I know that you have some tools to help people out with that, because sometimes it's not enough to just, like, sit down and be like, okay, what makes me happy? Go. And then just all of a sudden it all comes to mind, right? Like, we sometimes have to kind of nurture it out or kind of coax it out of us. And I know that you have a couple tools that you like to use with your clients to help them kind of get it out.
Yes, I definitely do. I'm sure you're familiar with the values worksheet. I love to work with my younger clients, especially on, you know, creating their own set of values. A lot of times we are brought up, and by no fault of anybody, we're brought up a certain way to believe that things are a certain way. And once we become our own person and really become an adult that's in charge of our own lives, that's when we can really start to choose for ourselves what we believe and what is really important to us. And a lot of times we have wonderful values that are instilled in us, and that's all good. It's family, love, success, security, whatever they are, but it's totally up to you. So I love to work with people on values. I really like to dive in, and it gets a little dicey, but I dive into belief systems. And I'm talking about limiting beliefs especially, and I have some wonderful tools that can help people shift their limiting beliefs. And I say that we will uninstall the previous software, and we will help you install new empowering beliefs that will help you move in the direction of your dreams. Because a lot of times our beliefs that I'm not good enough or that's not possible or a woman doesn't, you know, do that, those things will stand in our way in the background. We don't even know that they're sabotaging us, but once we start to really shift those beliefs, we can start moving in the direction that we truly want to be moving.
Yeah, I like it. So, like, what do you want to download? Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So you've been downloading your whole life, just, you know, everybody. That's how we've been programmed, I would say. I'm not saying that we're lost, but just we've been programmed. So it's time to take control of your own programming and choose what you really want to download. What software do you want to be running? And, you know, not saying that, are you a Mac or a PC? But
I'm a little bit of both, man.
Me too. I've got all different qualities.
we're balanced. Well, it made me think about, you know, everyone has probably had that time where their computer just gets wiped out, right? They didn't see it coming and everything's
yep.
erased. And it's like the worst thing ever. And I'm sure we've all had moments in our lives like that where all of a sudden it just feels like everything's been taken away from you. And you're like, why me? Why did this happen? Like, you know, I don't deserve this, all this stuff. But then I'm sure looking back, you can also look back and say, okay, from those moments where I couldn't make the decision to take everything away, something was taken away on my behalf, and in turn, it actually worked out for the best or for the better good.
Absolutely. That's a really great analogy, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for bringing that out. All right, so we're going to do a last call for callers. Hit one if you want to talk to us. And in the meantime, I'd love to, just as we start to get to the end of the show, any last final thoughts that you have for our listeners and to tell them a little bit about what else you have going on with your programs and things of that nature.
Yeah, definitely. So just in a couple of days here, I'm going to be launching the first course of my Happy You Life Design School. And the intention of the course is to help people on their own personal journey of self-discovery. And I really want to just be the guide for you to take that deep dive inside and look at what your values are and, you know, as we say, reprogram your belief system. And it's really just going to be a safe place to look at your fears, you know, explore your self-doubts and your fears, and then also think about what are your dreams and how can you really do them without letting fear or self-doubt get in your way. And that's starting on September 7th. I'm doing a guided self-discovery journal that coincides with four awesome live weekly teleclasses that do not go at the same night as your talk show, so don't worry. And they'll be on Wednesday nights. Yes, of course. I should actually say part of the curriculum is to listen to you and write a full novel. But you absolutely are inspirational, Danielle. Thank you so much for allowing me this time to talk with you, and I will continue to be an avid listener for all of my days.
Oh, you're so sweet. Now you're touching all my good vibes.
I'm blowing up your Instagram like you don't know.
Oh, I adore it. I adore it. And I absolutely adore you. And your program sounds amazing. The word that stood out to me was that it's a safe place. I think that is just, I'm glad that you acknowledge that, because people need to feel that. They need to know that if they are going to be vulnerable, if they are ready to make a change, they need to feel safe. They need to feel secure. And I know that you are such a source of that, and I know that you can make people feel so comfortable. You are just so non-judgmental. You're just always just so happy. So the program is clearly named what it should be, and I really believe that it's a beautiful platform for people to be able to share and grow and tap into whatever it is that they're looking to do or not even realize that they could do from it. So I think it's really amazing.
Thank you. That is certainly very well said and exactly my intention. So I'm glad that's getting across. Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was so great to have you. And I'm just very excited for you. And I know that we'll be in each other's life circles for a very long time.
Yes, absolutely. I hope so. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. So that was amazing, another beautiful episode of New You City Chat, and it was just so great to have Teresa. Like I said, she's been just a wonderful listener for me, a wonderful just follower and engager in what I do, and that's important. There's something to be said for that. You need people in the role that I'm in, the role that she's in. You need that support, and you need it in a non-judgmental way, like I said, that she is, and you need that to build your own confidence, your own empowerment to, you know, everything we talked about tonight about the universe guiding you and stepping in and having that faith and knowing that's all beautiful, but it does help to have, you know, other people that are encouraging you and supporting you along the way. So for that, I am so grateful, and I'm just very happy to have that. So, and to give Teresa an opportunity tonight, and she was amazing, right? Like, I'm picturing everyone giving her a round of applause right now. So she did a fantastic job. So I'm just so excited. And thank you all so much for listening. I really, really loved having you here. I could feel all of your energy, all of your listening ears, and I'm always just so grateful, and I feel so blessed. It's been over a year that I've had my own solo show now, and to see the continued support, the new support, it's also magical and also wonderful. So thank you, and I truly hope you realize how much I mean that. Like, thank you. So if you want to get in touch with me, again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. My website is newyoucitycoaching.com. I have a lot of fun things going on. If you're in the New York City area, on Monday I have my meditation and margaritas, as I had mentioned earlier. And, you know, I do life coaching via the phone, Skype, in the Manhattan area. And then, like I said, in addition, I've also brought on this beautiful piece of planetary guidance through astrology and tarot reading and all these things. And the great thing is they can be done via Skype. So I have a lot of different specials that I can do with my readings. So shoot me an email, Danielle@DanielleMercurio.com, or find me on every single social media platform there is, Facebook.com/NewYouCityCoach. I'm on Twitter, New You City. Instagram is probably my favorite portal, and that's New You City. So come follow me, have fun, and we'll see where it goes. In the meantime, my next radio show will be not next Tuesday, but the next at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The guest will be announced shortly, and I look forward to having you then. So have a beautiful rest of your day, and just please keep dreaming and stay open to all of life's possibilities. Good night.